Great morning, happy Thursday. This is the Saved by Grace podcast. I am your host, Raquel McClenahan. This is day four of my teaching on healing. Broken crayons, still color. I think deep down, we all have the desire to belong and be accepted. I played the flute in junior high school and was actually pretty talented. I was chosen to be first chair in the flute section of my band. I believe I had a gift. However, at my school, being in the band was not popular. Kids would actually call us names and make fun of us. One of the names they called us was a derogatory term, band fags. Basically, I was bullied because I had the gift of music. I had a gift that I believe God gave me. However, I felt so much pressure and desperately wanted to fit in with my peers that I ended up quitting band after that year. To this day, it brings tears to my eyes thinking about the missed opportunities and all I gave up simply because I wanted to belong. I had so much God-given potential, but I allowed the rejection of others to impact the course of my life. I hid, I shrunk back. It reminds me of the parable of the talents in Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 through 30. The person who had been given one talent said, "I was afraid and went out and hid your gold in the ground." Matthew chapter 25, verse 25. I think so many times the same thing happens with us. We are afraid and so we hide. We might be afraid of rejection. We might fear becoming an outcast. We might fear failure. I believe each one of us has been given gifts from God. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Why must we let our light shine? We let our light shine so that everyone will praise our Heavenly Father. It's not about being self-centered or prideful. It's about giving God the glory and the praise He deserves from the gifts He has given us. Some days we feel we're not enough. Other days we feel like we are too much. However, I want to encourage each and every one of you today to be willing to give your gifts to God anew. Find your acceptance in the one who created you. You are loved. You are not defined by the opinions of others. You are not defined by your past mistakes. You are not defined by your successes or your failures. In Christ, you are enough. You are valuable and loved. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Be willing to step out of the shadows, even if you still feel rejected, even if you had made many mistakes, even if you still doubt God's love. You have been hiding long enough. It is your time to let your light shine. Matthew chapter 25, verses 14 through 30. For the kingdom of heaven is a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. Verse 15. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to one 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability. And straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with him. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou hast delivered unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I know thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sow not, and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest not therefore to put my money to the exchanges, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which have 10 talents. For unto every one that has shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his holy word. Before I go, if you have a business, a brand, an event, a book, or a books, and you need or want us to promote what God is doing in your life, please email us at savedbygracepodcast@gmail.com. My prayer is that you were blessed by today's teaching on healing, and the Lord's will, I'll be on here again tomorrow with the last and final day of my teaching on healing. Broken crayons still color. As always, I love you guys so very much. Be sure to share this episode with your friends on your timeline. Maybe you know someone that is in need of healing and may need to hear this word from God this morning. Be a blessing to them. I thank you guys so very much for tuning in. To God be all the glory for the great things that he's doing, what he's doing right now, and what he's about to do in your life. I love you guys so very much. Be blessed.